Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for over 25 years. And don't get overwhelmed. Think of the lymphatic system as a plumbing system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that must clean our body. And if it can't, then we have swelling and different problems in our body. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help abdominal bloating with lymphatic system detoxification. If you take a look around, many people are bloated. They have distended abdomens. I mean, some look like they're going to pop. It affects every age group, from newborn infants to adults. There's a problem. This bloating has to do with congestion in your abdominal lymphatic system, but the lymphatic system is never even mentioned in the idea of bloating. I have been working, again, with the lymphatic system, and I see major problems disappear just by draining this one system over a few weeks. Once a week, sometimes twice a week, I see a client, and I drain their lymphatic system. I teach them a little bit about diet, a couple of supplements, and their life changes. This is really because we're ignoring our lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that must clean our skin, our muscles, our organs, our blood vessels, our nerves and brain, and we ignore this system. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health, something we all need to know how to do. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called lymphpractic. We're all familiar with chiropractic for the back and to help many health problems. Well, lymphpractic helps the lymphatic system, which helps every system in the body, and it really is very powerful in its ability to help people. I use lymphpractic in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste to reduce inflammation. And I make you more relaxed in your body and mind, more relaxed than you felt in your life. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So I hope you've looked around, and we see that many people have abdominal bloating. And some of it gets very big. And there are many causes of bloating, including, these are all things from the internet, swallowing air from drinking through a straw or chewing gum, eating too many fats, eating too much at one time, eating fatty foods, foods that create gas in our intestines, such as beans, vegetables, and other high-fiber foods, lactose intolerance, intestinal disorders, IBS, IBD, and even SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, can create bloating. A bloated abdomen can also contribute to many problems, even though we think of it as just a digestive problem. You know, a bloated abdomen can contribute to problems in your legs, like hip problems, knee problems, varicose veins, spider veins, swelling in the legs, eczema in the legs. When we have bloating, we have lack of circulation. I hope you understand that. So if you feel weak or lose your appetite or have diarrhea or weight loss, fever, belly pain, or blood in your stool, of course, we always want to check with your health care practitioner. Very important. But we all have to start thinking about our lymphatic system if we have bloating, especially if we have really bad bloating. This is not normal. And we have to start looking at how we have over 200 to 300 lymph nodes in the abdomen and hundreds of lymph vessels that must be able to flow and pick up fluid and cellular waste. Otherwise, if the lymphatic system cannot clean this area, then we start to swell and can have pain and discomfort. Now, whether our lymphatics in our abdomen are flowing or not really all depend on the cisterna chyli. This is a very important lymphatic connection that really connects our abdomen to our chest. The cisterna chyli are three lymph vessels in the upper abdomen, is right below the rib cage, and it sits along the abdominal side of the spine. All the lymph in the lower body must flow through these three lymph vessels that merge into the major lymphatic vessel in the body called the thoracic duct, which is right in our chest. So these three lymph vessels that must drain our whole lower body merge into one vessel called the thoracic duct in our chest. So let me ask you, what happens when you're driving on a freeway and there's construction and three lanes have to go into one? We get a backup. And that same thing is happening in your lymphatic system. The cisterna chyli, these three lymph vessels that go into one, become congested. And you get a backup of cellular waste and fluid and inflammatory cells in your intestines and tissues of the abdomen. It's not just the intestines. It could be in the, abdominal lining. It could be in many different areas. And when we get a backup, we get inflammation, pain, and cramping. So whether your lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish really depends on your pH. And you hear me talk about this a lot. And pH is whether you're acid or alkaline. You know, we have to know. We spend billions of dollars on antacids and products like Prilosec, but we only treat our digestive issues, you know, like it's, you know, just for our stomach. But it's not. When we're acidic, it affects every part of our body. So when the body is overly acidic, lymphatic vessels can constrict and lead to abdominal distension, inflammation, and pain. And I was someone who actually suffered with this. My abdomen would bloat so bad, people would tell me I looked like I was pregnant. 30 days after realizing I was acidic and that it was interfering with my lymphatic system, right? Because when we're acidic, your lymphatic system can constrict, and then you start filling with cellular waste, which becomes log jams like in a river. And those log jams of dead cells that are in a river actually can back up circulation in your body and affect any part of your body, whether it's your intestines or whether it's an organ or your brain. So my bloating was so bad that it started to make other problems. Remember, when we're bloated in our abdomen, that means it's blocking fluid out of your legs. I had restless leg syndrome. I had eczema on my legs. I would get a tight back. I would have cramps in my legs. But it started to affect my whole body. My hair and beard started falling out. When we're acidic, it just doesn't affect one area. It actually, that acidity will spread and start damaging to other areas. And besides my hair and beard falling out, my back being tight and restless leg syndrome, I was nauseous for many years, and nobody ever told me that I was acidic and this was due to waste building in my body. I was becoming toxic. So we'll talk about pH more in a minute, but you know, in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I help clients who have headaches, heart disease, stroke, chronic pain, cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, and swelling. And I do it with work I develop called Lymphpractic. You know, I understand a health problem that is really missed in medicine. Understanding that, I worked for years to develop a way to use my hands to actually help inflammation and waste move out of the body. And we do this by activating the lymphatic system. My sessions are fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to remove damaging cellular waste and inflammation. And your life changes. Not only do I make you more relaxed than you've ever felt, you just have less stress in your body. You react better to your stress. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for Lymphatic System Health Coaching. I coach people globally. We use the phone or Skype. And check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. And you'll have me as your coach. So to help abdominal bloating, we have to understand how an acidic pH can slow or stop the lymphatic system. pH is the potential of hydrogen in a solution. So you can use pH test strip. You can get them at most health food stores. I like Voxa International Test Strips, V-A-X-A. And you test your saliva and urine pH when you haven't had any food or drink or really anything by mouth for 2 hours or 90 minutes, and you can have water up to an hour before, because I feel if you're dehydrated and don't drink water for 2 hours, you might be more acidic. So have water up to an hour before, and then nothing by mouth. And you check your saliva and urine pH, and I believe it's going to open your eyes, and you're going to be shocked. When I checked my family's pH and my own, we were 100 times more acidic than we're supposed to be. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 0 to 7 is basically acid. 7 is neutral, and anything above is alkaline. And we want to be neutral, about 6.5 to 7.5. Again, many people are 100 times more acidic and don't even realize it. So we have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification to help balance our pH, to help our lymphatic system to improve detoxification in our body. And we know that watching our diet can help to reduce abdominal bloating, but it really, we have to take more steps. I mean, diet is so important. We can't just, you know, continue to eat a lot of bread and grains and meat and different acid proteins like soy, and then just take medications. It doesn't work, right? So we have to look at our diet and start eating more fruits and vegetables. That's it, and limit your grains and meat. And you have to do it for a few days in a row. You can't just eat vegetables for two meals and then one meal eat, you know, grains. That stops detoxification in your body. Now, I believe we all need to know how to open up our lymphatic system, because that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to teach people how to maintain their health and their life by using their own two hands, diet, and basic supplements. And that's what you learn in my course. That's what you learn on my website. And that's what you learn when you coach with me. It really is all very simple, but it's something that no matter what your health problem, whether it's bloating or cancer or heart disease or you have pain, you can't sleep, it doesn't matter. We all need to know how to get our lymphatic system going. So we need some daily exercise. We need to be drinking water. We need good posture, deep breathing. But most importantly, we need to know how to use our own two hands, because in my office, I activate the lymphatic system of my clients often once a week, and or maybe once or twice. We'll do it twice a week, and within a few weeks, they feel better. You can do that same exact thing with your own two hands by draining your lymphatic system, by learning how to do that on my website and in my course. I have people around the world who benefit from learning how to maintain their lymphatic system. So it's simple. We help the body balance its pH. We activate the lymphatic system, whether you see me or whether you, see a therapist, or you learn how to do it yourself. But when we learn how to maintain our lymphatic system, we become in control over detoxification in our body and the amount of swelling we have. So, again, you can do this same thing with yourself. You can use a lymphatic therapist, but you also need to know how to do it yourself so you can maintain yourself at home. And that's the reason why I actually started teaching people how to maintain themselves, my clients, because I would send them home, and after a few weeks of therapy and 6 months later, they'd come back again and have little problems. So I taught them how to maintain themselves, and that's what you're going to learn how to do in my course. So start by taking some basic supplements like magnesium, potassium, baking soda. We need to take Epsom salt baths. These all neutralize acid in our body. But most importantly, we need to activate our lymphatic system. And if you're taking two or three or five medications, they also make us acidic and can lead to our bloating. So we need to balance those as well. So look at my OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com or HealthyLymphSystem.com for the acid alkaline food chart. Put that on your refrigerator. It's down on the home page. There's a PDF of it. And you'll see we eat a lot of acid foods. We don't want to. Next show is going to be on how to help breast implant removal with lymphatic system detoxification. A lot of women are having health problems due to breast implants. They have them removed, and they don't realize that the surgery to put the breast implants in and to remove them all improve toxicity in the body and stop the lymphatic system. So we need to address that, and you see your health would get even better. So again, you need to take control. You need to watch your diet. You need to gain control of your lymphatic system by learning about it, most importantly, but you need to do something about it. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Tell other people about our HealthyLymphSystem.com website and about our podcast and about my webinars. I hope understanding, again, how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.